Hello.
Look, I'm a subscriber, Max, so I got my magazine a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't believe how early it came.
That's right. Yeah. Trying to get that to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I perused it and previewed it, and, well, we're looking at best places to live in Baltimore, and I've always had some favorites, but, you know, some of these neighborhoods are different than they used to be.
Well, you know, I like this particular issue of best places to live because we're focusing on charm. We're focusing on neighborhoods that just have that certain je ne sais quoi. And we talk to the people who live there. And it's so cute because people in Baltimore are just so proud of their neighborhoods, you know. And so, you know, we sort of have the residents tell us themselves what makes their neighborhood so charming and why they love it, which is a little bit of a different focus for us because a lot of times when we do best places to live, we focus on the schools that are nearby or, you know, access to transportation, highways, which is all, these are factors, of course.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's really just like, what are the neighborhoods that people just freaking love living in? And we call them mini charm cities. So I don't want to give it away, but we have neighborhoods like Rogers Forge and
right.
Hamilton, Lauraville, Dickeyville.
Love Dickeyville.
Lots of places with Ville in their name for some reason. So anyway, I think it's really fun to hear from the people who live there. So you'll see if your neighborhood made the cut or if you're thinking of moving. This is obviously a great issue to pick up. Or if you're just sort of curious about Baltimore's neighborhoods, you know, which I am. I mean, we're just a city, a town of neighborhoods. And I love reading about these neighborhoods. You know, they're all distinct. They all have unique personalities. And you know, you can see the style of architecture in the photos and hear from the residents, and that's cool. And then the other cool thing in this particular story is we have little tiny boxes on Baltimore's most intriguing houses. So just like certain houses that maybe you've driven past and have always wondered about, or maybe you saw them in a movie and you're like, what was the deal with that house? So we give you the skinny on Baltimore's most intriguing houses as
wow.
well.
Yeah. Ah, like the house on Stevenson that was in Serial Mom.
Exactly.
Woo!
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
And go ahead.
No, John Waters has made some areas of our city like worldwide destinations because you see them.
Yes, totally. I wonder if there probably are like John Waters, like bus tours where you can like, you know, drive past all of the different, you know, that was in Pecker and that was in Serial Mom
yeah.
and stuff like that. If there isn't, we need to start this business.
No doubt.
This is a business waiting to happen. So another big story that I love in this issue is our big primer on medical marijuana in Baltimore, and it's called A New Leaf. We've come so far in terms
yeah.
of acceptance of marijuana and understanding, you know, it's sort of healing powers, and it's just wild. You know, when you think back to Kurt Schmoke, who was practically like run out of town on a rail for suggesting that, you know, maybe pot should be legalized. And, you know, now here we are with this like booming industry in town. We talk about the dollars and cents as well. So honestly, it's a really fun, lively little package in the story with great illustrations as well. And so if you have any questions about the cannabis industry, call Stash or pick up Baltimore Magazine.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you know, Max, I was just thinking when you said Kurt Schmoke, that's more than 20 years ago because I remember standing on the steps of the Hard Rock when we smashed the guitar and he was standing there. That was July of 1998. So he was calling for a legalization of marijuana and even drugs, period, for, you know, years and years before anybody thought of it.
Yes, it's true. And in fact, we did a story, like a sort of, you know, we checked in with him fairly recently. So if you go to BaltimoreMagazine.com and you put Kurt Schmoke into the search engine on the website, you'll see a great story that sort of has Schmoke kind of reflecting on, you know, like not like saying told you so, but kind of saying told you so. And it's
yeah.
a really cool story. So look for that on our website.
That's great. Well, it's the best places to live. And it's the April edition of Baltimore Magazine. And Max
yes,
Weiss
sir.
Is the editor. And you still live in the city, Max?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Awesome. Yeah. I lived at 702 South Wolf Street for a long time there in Fells Point. And,
okay.
you know, when you have kids, your priorities change a little bit. I mean, I couldn't stay out all night every night.
I love the specificity of that address.
Yes.
You like gave us the actual address.
Bottom
Not
floor.
Not just Fell's Point, but 702 Wolf.
Yep, right there at Wolf and Alice Anna. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick with I Live in the City, if you don't mind. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's probably better. I know you do, and you're a very important part of the city on Baltimore Magazine's team there and running things and keeping it cool. So thank you, Max.
Thank you. Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Always, man.
And all right, guys.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye, Max. Bye.